Ksuvos, Dalet Elul Hatov Shemem Beis, October 2nd, 1981, on Friday.
I ask you to look over Dagude and also Nikiyeti. There is a machlokes between Dagude and Nikiyeti in Balakamu as in regard to the case of Onis Diyamachra. So, the Nukiyesa Chika means that if somebody has not been anonymous all the time, but the last minute he was anonymous, so he's considered anonymous. I mean, that's Nigeya Rigabei Hashmini of the Tzira of Minche, let's say. Minche, you can daven until night. But he had ample time to daven at 12:30, at 1, at 2, at 3. But he postponed it, but he's still. And he postponed it till the last minute in the day. And the last minute in the day, he happened to be anonymous. So the Mukiyeshet in Bolakamu says that in such a case, so he's considered anonymous. He's considered anonymous. The Bolakamu that we pay the case to Ragel, So the Indian, in the sugya of the Ishei Shimchitza. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, to Ishei Shimchitza. And according to the Shloki, is Ishei Shimchitza. My denial, each denial of the Chayim is without a wrong. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Ishei Shimchitza, if somebody makes a fire in his own courtyard, and then the fire will spread, and he injured a person, so he'll be in a chuyah to pay without a wrong. Nezek, Tzah, Vipuchel, Beishes, not because there is a special halach in Beishes, actually it's Chavon Mubayish. Now, when he makes a fire, his Chavoni was not to be Mubayish, he just was negligent. But, so maybe he's not Mechuyah in Beishes, he's Mechuyah in Beishes. But, the other that was wrong, Nezek, Tzah, Vipuchel, is Mechuyah. According to Mishlokish, so it's Mishmanene, he's not Mechuyah in Dalit Vorin. Mikel in Ayur, Chayim Dalit Vorin. Inu Nezek, Tzah, Vipuchel, the mandom of Mishimonene, Loi Nechai, El Benezek Dukhut, Dunge Bishere Shiit, the mandom of Mishimchitzo, Chai Lidao Dvorin, Ki Uwase Ba'atsi, El Benezek, Kiven Shaloi, Osa Bichabone Pot, the Vishim Choyoto Verziko Oksi, the Mashma Bichabone, Abel Hochelek El Pshi, the Yim Teima, Amai Nechavim, Kiese, Tessi Kashem, Neino, the Ramah. So, wie in Tena, am meine Chalbino lei, zwei min Schaven, so schnei, so a ka bo, di pot am a bo, oi. So why do we say, that according to Rabbi Yechon Ishi Ishi Mechitza, if he makes a fire on his own courtyard, and then the fire spreads and injures, he will hear about boring, but why should that be more, why should that involve more negligence than the case of Mishavim Yisrael Shnai, Vizorek Arbo, Dipot Amargo Dvorin. So there he was Mishavim Mamesh to Vizorek, but he was Mishavim only to Vizorek Tuchitzin, and Zorek Arbo. So still in Spota, he's still Pot Amargo Dvorin. Al Haskami Vechamo here, where he made the fire in his own courtyard, he had no carbonate that it should spread and injure. So why is he Mechir Dalit Dvorin? Yesh Leima, Vihosom Kvo Shia, Vez Ramas Kash. Yesh Leima, Vihosom Kvo Shia, Bikiaz Rikose, Vilo Yizrik Tve, Vichizor Dalet Korod Lonusu, Avul Hoche Shal Yishoma Gachlose in Yeruach Mitzuyo, Vichayei Tzibo Kesheya, Ufiho, Lidom in Amelo Yisrael Minachas Lidechei Ki Yishoch Achriyom Azinoflo, Vipotam Dalet Lorin. Vihosom Vimatzino Lineba Rafi Tchulose Vipshiye Koal, Vibos Ashasanoch Azino, Vichim Shiyochel Yizoyabo, Vayishayto Lach Kesheyahu, Vim Nishum, Vishocha, Onusu Gabi Shikhe Kedamrinon, Gabi Shvue Litro Onsho, Avu Hoche Gabi Ruach Mitzuyo, Pesheyahu, Vichaye Vitchelosi, Vipshiye Vishay Vibenes, Haramaza. So in other words, so the Ramah says, there is a difference between Mishab and Mishayim and Zorak Arba. So there, he's for there, even though he was Mishabim to Mishayim Shayim. The answer is, Shayim wouldn't result in that injury. In other words, it is no, if he threw two stones, so it wouldn't result in an injury. And the only reason why it resulted in an injury was because because unintentionally, against his will, instead of throwing two, he threw four. So the male is not the Mashiach. He's not the Mashiach because the two things that had only two stones been thrown, or two chitzim been thrown, then it wouldn't result in that injury. So the male is not the Mashiach. Mashiach is here when he makes the fire in the courtyard, and then the fire spread to the work material. Every person, every normal person knows that an ordinary wind will spread a fire, so maybe it's a Peshaya. Since it's a Peshaya, so maybe he's highly downward. This is what Rama said. Then Kiyitzev said something very, very strange. Omar Ramachab, Pirush Ramaza, nearly both. The me shall install the HH is manly installing. Mikin Shesovo shall die in the soil is man. Achash Yidner Ese Ese, shall be satisfied. Ubin Kah, Ubin Kah, Ogre Yasho, shall be Nick Homezi de Pesheya, El Areu de Clauto, the Lispalil, shall be Stal Stein with Ashlo. The Hemi shall Israel have a Vishwa, shall be the Mois Nate Rain, the Niska Veda Yingode. ואם הבליבי עדיין יש לי פנאי והולך לעסוקו ושוכח עד שעובר היום הרי זה קונס. So in other words, so the Rama doesn't say it, but the creator says it. Just as the Rama said, in connection with Ishe Ishe Mechitza, if he made a fire in his own courtyard, and so he was negligent at the moment when he made the fire, because he knew that this kind of a fire can spread with an ordinary wind. Even though later on, when the fire did spread, and he tried to do everything to stop it, he couldn't stop it. So he still considered not an onus for the Bishaya in view of the fact that the first moment when he made the fire was the Bishaya, even though the last moment it was beyond his control, same thing is true if somebody had to have minch. So he had time to have minch from 12:30, let's say, till 6, and he was free, he was not occupied at 1:30, at 12:30, at 2, at 3, at 4. But he said, no, I didn't go there. It only takes me 5 minutes to have minch. There are so many hours there. And then, so he postponed it for the last 5 minutes. At the end of the day, and the last 5 minutes, he had to be announced. That was beyond his control. So he cannot daven to Shneesters because he's amazing. He's a Peshaya. He's not an onus. So he can daven to Shneesters. So he says, the Misha will inspire the Beaches with Mali Spower. If Misha Sova shall die in Shoyal is man, Achash Nidmar, he says. So he mentions the Raya the other way. In other words, we see that only by age, when he prepares a fire in his own courtyard, so then he's considered a Bishaya. But Nishavim Mitzrich Stalin, Vizora Karba, so then he's not a Bishaya. He's not a Bishaya. So because he figured out that the two stones cannot result in any injury. So the same thing is true. It's not analogous to the case of making a fire, because over there is a Peshaya all the time. He's a Peshaya all the time. He knows that through the Ruach Mitzuyah, so it will spread. So he's a Peshaya all the time. Mashiach in the case of Nishavim Yisrael, Vizor HaKarba, so he figured out correctly that two stones will not result in an injury. And he was Nishavim to throw two stones. But he threw four stones. So the male is considered an onus. So where he postponed the davening of Minchah, He postponed the davening of Minche until the last few minutes in the day, and then he was really an onus, so he's an onus. So onus b'yimachrei, the last moment is an onus. And the same thing that the Yisuf said, if Mishael Chavir Mishwe Shinitno Imoyis Yevrei V'nizka Bein Ayin Godel V'im Abinibe Adayin Yishnitnai V'holach V'asoko V'shochach Hachovah Hayeyim Harizikons. So he is considered an Eilis, even though he could have been Mikayim Mishwe at the beginning of the day, he had ample time, but he postponed it to the end of the day, and the end of the day he really was an Eilis. And the kind of an Eilis that happened at the end of the day, he couldn't anticipate at the beginning of the day. So in many ways, he's considered an Eilis. So the Shita Mugiyis says that onus, the Yoy Macher, or the Shoh Acheino, so he's considered an Eilis. The Abude Yisrael. Now, the Bez Yosef, in Simen Chob Zayim, Nechish Mishpe, so he says, so he mentions a riot from the Gemara in Gittin. There is a halacha that if somebody sells a bais in Orei Chemo, so the Meicher has a right to redeem that bais within 12 months. In other words, if within the 12 months, as of the Mechiras HaBais, he comes to Rekeach and says, I want to get it back, here is the money that I paid you for the bias that you gave me for the bias, and I want to get back the bias, so he has a right to do that. Only within the first 12 months. But if he doesn't redeem it within the 12 months, so then the bias becomes holy to him. He acquires absolute title in the bias. So, the Gemara says, in Mishor, say that, I know it on the thing, Nan Hosan. So many Kenes a purchaser of a bias in Orei Chemo, so in order to frustrate the attempt by the Mechir to redeem, so he was accustomed to do at the end of the Yves Chedesh, when the Mechir was likely to come with the money to redeem the bias, so the Kene used to hide himself, so that the Mechir will not be able to meet him, Mimele will not be able to redeem the bias. So then, the bias will become hold. Absolute title will become vested in the hands of the Kene. So Hiro Azok was Misake Sheikhil Shesmois of Mishko. The Shaper Sadeles, the Nichnas, the Inesai Sheyot, the Halo, Yobi, the Niteles Moeso. So here was often what we say that the Meicher should have the right to throw a certain Lishke in the Misamigdosh, and in that Lishke, the Meicher had the right to put the money and redeem it thereby. That was the Kona Philosophy. But without the Kona Philosophy, if the Mechir would hide himself, if the Mechir would hide himself from the Mechir, even though the Mechir would try to meet the Mechir and redeem the house, so it would still become Mechir. But the question is, after all, if we are going to say that Onis B'Yimach is considered an onus, that Onis B'Yimach is considered an onus, as the Mugiyesef says, so why did he all have to make it a kone? Without that a kone, if the Meicher would try to redeem it, he would come to the Likeach's house to redeem it, but he wouldn't find the Likeach in his house, because the Likeach would be hiding himself. So that means that he was an onus. If we say onus b'yimachrei is an onus, and if he's an onus, so the mayore, the body should not become whole. So it wasn't necessary for Hillel to adapt a special takone without recourse to a special takone. So the bias shouldn't become holy. If we are going to assume that Onus B'Yemachay is considered a main as a Mugiyah, so Yagudeh mentions a Raye that Onus B'Yemachay is not an Onus, he is Chelik HaMugiyah. Now, the Bais Yosef mentions that Yagudeh is Sima Chof Zayeh, and the Sisa Chishen is Sima Nunhei. So he says, Kosov HaBais Yosef, Sima Chof Zayeh, Zohi Shein, Motsosi Kosov B'Sim, Sifra Yagudeh, Kovishen O Yonit Ma B'Yemachim Shalim Yisraelish, כדי שיהיה חולק מכאן נראה שאודום שנודע לעשה יסגובו ביהי בשיח למד יהי אוי זמן אחר ולוי ננס תיך הזמן ואוי יוכל לעשה וביהי לדמיש לו נסים in other words if somebody made an idea to do something בשיח למד יהי or on a certain day, and he could have done it at the beginning of the Lamed Yehi, or at the beginning of the day, early in the morning, and he didn't do it. He postponed it to Dayan Godeh, and then at the end of the day, or at the last day of the 30 days, so he was a real honest. Uvigayim ed mishvam zimne nenas loy koreis, vidihutz achiro sekune, dohoche nenas b'yemach. That's the sheet of that. Now the Mesides asks a kasha against the Shita of Dagudah. Now the Shpunoch in Luchas Midorim, Reish Munhei, the Mechaba mentions two days, the Shita of Dagudah and the Shita of Nugis. In other words, it's a machlokes b'shem, whether Onus B'Yemachay is considered an Onus, or Onus B'Yemachay is not considered. The Mesides here, in Sima Munhei Luchas Yishter, asks a kasha against Dagudah from our Gemara and Sufis. The more here says, discussing the question whether Yeshin is Bidiki or Einen is Bidiki. So Rabbi's first question is that Einen is Bidiki. Why is Einen Bidiki? Because of Akil Rabban Lubishin. But on a Deraisa level, without the Takonis Chachonim, without Yaakov's Gushin, so then we should say that Yeshin is Bidiki, that the Kiyam Atnai, the Einen is not considered the Kiyam Atnai. Is not considered the Kiyam Atnai. But Rabbi says, then it is considered the king of night because of Tzimus, Kutzes. So then the Gemara tried to mention a riot to Rabbi's Din. Elo Mihom, Yahud Yomalu, Yilu Yassin, and Mikamba Potiyeini, Levin Kite, also the Sikh Potiyeini, who passed him up. So he did get to his wife, and he said, if I don't come within 30 days, so then the get should be helped. So the Kiyum at night consists of not coming within 30 days. And then he wanted to come. He wanted to come. But the bridge broke down, past him over. So because of that, he didn't come. So the Tnai was Niskaye, but not voluntarily, not Yatsene, but against his will, the Tnai was Niskaye. He really wanted to be Mivatel the Tnai and to come. But the bridge broke down, so he was prevented from being mivatel the Tnai. So in other words, there was a Kiyum HaTnai al yedein. So Omar Shmuel lakshmi masyo. It's not considered as coming. So in other words, it is considered Kiyum HaTnai. And the get is Ham. So it's a raya to Rode. So the Gemara says no. There is no raya to Rode T. That Eimin is the Gittin, that the Kiyum HaTnai Deim is by Gittin. He is considered a king of night. Maybe a king of night is by Gittin, even by Gittin, is not a king of night, as in Kolatei Gula. But the reason is why Shmuel said, Loi Shemasye, Vidil no Wunsen Shriach Shamed, the Vidil Yiboyel Asuye, Vloi Asne Yud Asanapche, because that was Motsu, every Monday and Thursday the bridge rolled down, so in Mele the Baal, when he stipulated, if I don't come within 30 days into the city, so then the Gech of the house, he knew that it's possible that he will try to come and he will not be able to come because of the bridge breaking down. And he didn't stipulate that if I don't come as a result of the bridge breaking down, so then the Gech should not be held. So that indicates that he is older than he was, that the Gech should be held in any event, even if he is not able to come because of the breaking down of it. So, the Gemara says here that the only reason as to why Shmuel said, that it's Loishni Masye, is because it's a Mitzvah Shriach. But if it hadn't been a Nuzel Shriach Legamre, so then Shmuel would say that the get is not hard, even though the Tnai was Niskaye, but the Tnai was Niskaye Maldeines. The Tnai was Niskaye Maldeines. But according to the Agude, when did he try to come? The last day of the 30 days. He could have come the first day of the 30 days, the second day, the third day. He could have come on any one of the days of the 30 days. And then the bridge didn't break down. The bridge broke down only the 30th day. So why was he anonymous? Because he postponed it. He postponed it till the last day. According to that day, since he could have done it before, some melee on the Yemache is not anonymous. So we see from this Gemara that on the Yemache is anonymous. Because the Gemara says, if it hadn't been an ancient Yishkir Lamech, so there, Shmuel would say that the Kimat Nai is not the Kimat Nai. Why isn't it the Kimat Nai? Because it's the Kimat Nai Beines. Kimat Nai Beines. But why is it the Kimat Nai Beines? He was able to come the other days of the 30 days, the first day, the second day, the third day, only the 30th day. So he was anonymous. So it's a raya that onus v'yemache is also anonymous. This is the kasha of the Sides against that. So it's Miforsev, I mean it's not the regular Sefer of Chaim, but it's Miforsev in the name of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim says that there is a difference. When there is a difference between the case, what kind of an example is that good image? Would they say, Mikamya, Shodom Shimodal Asi is Dobo, Bye, Miseich Lamed Ye, Uisman, Acher, the Lui Nena, Spir Hasman, for Yochel Asi, Uviene, the Mishlem Zimne Nena. So they call it, son of the way, so, he, Gagude has referenced the case where he took in Eda to do something, within 30 days, to do something. Never sure, to do something. So the Mele, that is Mechuye, to do it immediately. And the halacha that the Agude also mentions in connection with Tfilas Mincha. So in other words, if it is already after Shein Shoyitz Mechzo, so then he is Mechuye to that Mincha. It's not that the chiyuv of davening mincha begins the last few minutes in the day. The chiyuv to davening mincha begins immediately at Shein Shoyitz Mechzo. So then he becomes the chiyuv to davening mincha. But he can fulfill that chiyuv later to it. But he is mechuyev immediately. And if he took an eder or a shvuah to do something within 30 days, So the melee is mechuyev immediately to do it. But he can fulfill his chiyuv even if he does it the second day, the third day, the third day. So since he was mechuyev to do it, and he didn't do it, and was able to do it, and didn't do it, he postponed it till the last minute of the day. In the last minute of the day, he was anonymous, so he's not considered anonymous. Mashiach came in the case. Where a person makes it now, if I will not come in the city from now until 30 days, so the Kiyumat Nai consists of not coming, in other words, 30 days, in order that the get should be held, there has to be a non-coming of 30 days. A non-coming of the first day of the 30 days, a non-coming of the second day, the third day, the fourth day, there has to be a non-coming of 30 days. Not just a non-coming of the 30th day, but a non-coming of 30 days. So melee, that means that the Kiyumat Nai consists of the continual not coming of 30 days. So the Mele, if the last day he was anonymous, if it hadn't been anonymous in Shriach, so the Mele, the Tnai was not Ishtayim, because the Kiyumat Nai is not the Kiyumat Nai. Even though in this case, there was a non-coming of 30 days. But as I explained in the previous shul, why the halacha and the raisa letter, the tikkun matnai beinus is not the tikkun matnai, but after all, it was fulfilled. The answer is, tikkun matnai doesn't mean that the rotzna odom, the rotzna megarish, is that she should be megareshes in the event of one contingency, and that she should not be megareshes in the event of another contingency. No. Tnai means that the tikkun matnai by the gadmere is the basis of the Halei Sagirish. There has to be a Kima Tnai by the God. So since there is a Sarasakosu of Lanaro Isasidobo, Lanaro Isasidobo implies, Ein Lanaro Mishpat Moves, Yashidoku Mishal Reil, Utsoch Echina Dobo Raze. In other words, it's considered, it's not the act of Naramoroso, it's a mechanical act. If an act is done by Enes, so it's the act is a mechanical act, it's not his Yachetz. To the person as a god. It's a mechanical act. It's like the egg done by wind and done by stone. When the wind blows it down and it injures somebody's head. So you cannot say that it's an egg by the stone. It's done mechanically. So when the person does an egg, so it's an egg by a god. But if it's not done by it, but if it's done by it, so the egg done by a person is analogous to an egg done by a stone. It's not, so the name of a Kimatnai Beinez does not constitute a Kimatnai by the God, but just the fulfillment of a certain contingency. And Tnai implies that in order that they get to the how, the God has to be retired to Tnai. Not that the event should take place by itself in a mechanical way. So that's the reason as to why, according to Rashi, and that is based upon the Gemara in the Gemara, but for Zayi, a Kimatnai Beinus on a Deraisa level is not a Kimatnai. Is not a Kimatnai. So in this case, too, there was a non-coming by the Gavre of 30 days. But the last day, the Kimatnai consists of a continual non-coming. For 30 days. There has to be, if you take out one day, so then you don't have a Kima Tnai. There has to be continual non-coming of 30 days that continues for 30 days, non-coming by the Gavre. Now, there was a continual non-coming by the Gavre for 30 days, but the last day was a non-coming basis. So that's not an uncoming by the Gavre, it's an uncoming by the Gavre as a Hefze. So the Mele, it's not considered a Kimatnai. But the only reason as to why it is considered a Kimatnai is because it's a Nusli Shriah. So in other words, that was the Udre. So it is considered as if he stipulated. And he said, even if I don't come as a result of the bridge breaking down, it should be considered as a Kimatnai and the Getchedecha. Mashenke, Da Gude has reference to a case, where Noda La'asa is Dobo, B'yei, B'seichwane, or Yisman Acher. So since he was Mechuyev to do that, at the very beginning, and he was able to do it, and didn't do it, but he was anonymous only the last moment, so then he's not considering it. Now the question is this, Da Gude mentions the Raye, David mentions a raya from the Gemara in Shorze of the Rishenu Yudman in Shnos Achidish in Shecholotem. His Gemara Zokun Shecholotem, which is Noyis of Yishko, the Yishay Teres Adeles, the Nichnas, the Yishay Shiyot Taloyo, and Yishay Teres. But without the special Takone Bahil Azokun, so then the Bayis, so then the Bayis, would become cholut in the Likia. But the question is, if we say, so that's his right, that's the right of God. If we are going to say, like in Jesus, that onus bi'imachter is also considered an onus, so why did he have to make it a kone without it? So the bias could not become cholut in the Likia simply because he tried to redeem it, but he was prevented from redeeming it. Zebrai. Now the question is this. What's the aloha? What's the aloha by what the aloha? The Torah says that if somebody Ruben sells a house in Olechemot, so he has the right to redeem it within 12 months. If he doesn't redeem it within 12 months, so then it becomes hold in the legit. So the legit gets absolute title in the balance. So what's the aloha? What's the Gzeres HaKosov? It's Gzeres HaKosov. It's not based upon any Yehudim. It's Gzeres HaKosov. What's the pshat in Gzeres HaKosov? Is it that the Rikeach acquires absolute title immediately, but the Mechayir has his schools to redeem, but he acquires title, absolute title becomes vested in the Rikeach immediately, except that the Mechayir has his schools to redeem. That's one way of explaining the Gzeres HaKosov. The other way of explaining the Gzeres HaKosov is that it's not that the Rikeach gets title immediately. On the contrary, it is the non-redemption within 12 months. It's the non-redemption of the house within the 12-month period that is machel the house in the Rikeach, that gives that best absolute title in the Rikeach. And without the non-redemption, so he doesn't even get title. In other words, it's possible that the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov is that when one sells a vice in Ori Chemo, so it is analogous to the case to a mechira. Let's say if somebody will sell a vice to the other person, and he says, if I don't redeem that vice within 12 months, then you get title. Then you get absolute title. So in such a case, it is the key matnai. It's the non-redemption within 12 months. It's the non-redemption within 12 months that vests absolute title in the legit. Absolute title in the legit. Now, so the shayla is this. So Rabbi Chaim mentions the raya from Brahma, that it's not that he gets title immediately, but the Mechayir has his chus to redeem it, to take it away from him. So he mentions the raya from the Rambam in Pirkei Avos of Hilchos Yevamim, Aloha Ches. The Rambam says, Bad Bishbayis Bein Bayis Bein Sirchem Vivoa Le'acher Miyad HaHedesh Ki Mishor So Mishomo Mishor Sheida Miyad HaHedesh Vivoa Le'Bolo Nechwa Biyad HaGeish Shein HaHedesh Chirita La'Rikeya Shenem HaRikeya Yisid Reiso. So if somebody is married, she buys in a chemo, and somebody else was gay, and somebody was within the Yad Hedesh, so the Yitris Hedesh, we start recognizing the Yitris Hedesh, from the moment that it was Nigal Yad Hedesh, that was Nigal Miyad HaHedesh. So, Ki Mishor Soloi Shono Mishor She Nigal Miyad HaHedesh Migualei Volo Is Nechla Viyad HaGeir She Nahedesh Chirit El Alikeyach She Nema Alikeyne Yisro Dereso. So that means, even though 12 months as of the moment when Ruben sold it to Shimon has already expired, but since in the interim it was Hekdesh, so as long as 12 months didn't expire from the moment that it was Nigal Miyad HaHedesh, so the Mechayir still has a right to redeem. If we are going to say that he doesn't get any title outright immediately, but he gets title as it becomes whole as a result of non-redemption by the Mechayir, then we understand. So in other words, so there has to be a non-redemption by the Mechayir in the time when it's in the possession of the Rechaya. But it's not a 12-month period of non-redemption when it is in the Rishus of Eretz. But if we are going to say that the Rechaya gets absolute title immediately, but it's a special source that the Mecher has, he can take it away from him within the first 12 months. So even if the 12 months were in the hands of Hekdesh, but the 12 months already expired, and the Rekeach acquired the absolute title in the bodies at the very outset. Only thing is, the Rekeach has a schus to redeem it. He has a schus to redeem it within the first 12 months, but not later. So we see from this halacha in the Rambam that it's not that the Rekeach gets absolute title immediately, except that the Mecher has a schus to redeem it, to take away from it. But he doesn't acquire real title in the bodies until there is a non-redemption of 12-month period, by the Mecher. That is Mecher the bodies. That's Mecher the bodies. We see that from the Rambam. So then the question arises, now, the Teretz and the Nisibis is Kashi against David, because David says only three marches, is not an onus, and that Nisibis is the Kashi from our demoring subes, because from our demoring subes is Mashma, that from the Machlin is an onus, because the only reason why Shmuel said Rishni Masye is because it was an onus in Ishriya. So Mele is considered as if the ballots spelled out explicitly at the time he did get to his wife, and he said that even if I don't come within 30 days because it will break down, so he should still be gracious. Otherwise, if it hadn't been such a onus in Ishriya, so then it would be considered as a kimatnai beines, Mele it wouldn't be a kimatnai on the highest level. So, but according to the Agude, so even if it hadn't been a Mele Ishriya, but if only the 30th day, the non-coming, and the 30th day is Venus, but the other 29 days, what? So he didn't come, not the Venus, but the Rotsley didn't come, the other 29 days. So it still should not be considered the Kim Matnai Venus, but it should be considered the Kim Matnai the Rotsley. So the Teretz of Chaim was, in this case, since the Kim Matnai consisted in a non-coming, in a non-coming by the government of 30 days, so the Kimat Nai was not considered just not coming, but a continual non-coming that will rest continual for 30 days. So if one day, if there will not be a non-coming realized, and one day, so then there is no Kimat Nai, and the last day of the 30 days was fulfilled Venus. That's not considered as a kill by the government, that's considered as a mechanical fulfillment, not as a fulfillment by the government. So mainly it's not a kill at night. So the question arises, so how can you mention a riot? So then the question arises, so by what halacha you do, since we deduce from the halacha in the Rambam, in Perikut Beis of Shemitah Yehu, that by Boter Chemo, it is the non-redemption by the Gavre, that is Machri, the bias in the Rekeya. So, the non-redemption for what period? The non-redemption of one day? No, the non-redemption for a period of 12 months. So why do we say over there that he's not considered an onus? That he's not considered an onus because only the Machlein he was an onus. But he was not an onus on all the other days of the 12-month period. But in this case, even that Buddha will have to admit that he should be considered an onus because the Rekeach doesn't get any absolute title at the very outset. It's only the non-redemption by the Mecher for a 12-month period that is machli, that invests the Rekeach with absolute titles in the bodies. So, in connection with Potter or Chaimo, if he's anonymous, B'yimachay, so that means that the Pnai was not his Kayim, because Potter or Chaimo is like a sale of the house and the condition that the Meichel will not redeem it within 12 months. So in such a case, every day is important. And if the non-redemption, the kinum, and the last day of the 12 months is dangerous, it should not be considered the kinum at night. So Rav Chaim says that we have to say that by Boto Chaimo, so it's true, that is Muchach from the Rambam, that if the Rikia doesn't get absolute title at the very outset, that the Meichel just has a right to redeem. No, it is the non-redemption. It's the non-redemption of the house that is married the bias in the Rikia. But it's not that the continual non-redemption, the continual non-redemption for a period of 12 months that is Bachrit. It's the failure by the Meicher to exercise a single act of redemption within a period of 12 months that is Bachrit. If we say that it is the continual non-redemption by the Meicher for a period of 12 months, the continual non-redemption, the first day of the 12 months, the second day, the third day, the continual non-redemption, the continual failure of redeeming within 12-month period that invested, then we would say that honestly the Mahdi is not an answer. Because if it is the continual non-redemption, it is the failure of the first day to redeem it, the failure of the second day, the third day, the fourth day, and up to the 365th day, if the 12 months had 365 days. 12 months don't have 365 days, so let's say they had 354 days. So if we were to assume that it is the continual neglect, failure to redeem the house throughout the 12 months that is marking the bias, so then the Buddha would agree that honestly the marking is considered an honor. Throughout the 12-month period that is Machel the Bais, it's the failure to exercise a single act of redemption, within a 12-month period. So, this is a very thin distinction, but it's not a matter of semantics. This is a very profound distinction. So that's why the Aguda says that from this Gemara in Mishoze, it's a riot that Onus B'Yemache is not considered as a loss. All right. Now that's one thing. The other thing I told you I have to discuss today, that's as a continuation of the union of Gishtayim to ignore anything. Now, the Gemara has here two machines. The first version of Rabbi was that Ein is needed. And the second version is that Yeshayim is needed. So number one, so it appears from that Gemara that on the nicer level, so even the first version of Rabbi would agree that we have to say that Yishnai is the king, that the king of Nayyumis is not the king. He's not the king of Nayyumis. Why is the king of Nayyumis? So we saw there's a mahalo between Rashi and the Ram and Go. According to Rashi, it's based upon Larai Sasadobo. What does it do? Because Larai Sasadobo implies that the elect, the Amos, is not attributed to the Gabre as an act by Gabre as a voluntary agent, but it's considered as a mechanical act, like an act done by a stone. That the wind flows down upon the head of the person. So the melee, it's not, it has a bearing and knowing also, because in order that the get should be how there has to be a Kima Tnai Badi Gavre. If the Tnai is Kain Beines, there is no Kima Tnai Badi Gavre. It just mechanically, it takes place. But he wasn't the kind that man. Alright. So that's the Shikha of Rashi. According to the Ram, ignoring the reasons why Kima Tnai Beines is not Kima Tnai, because on the basis of whom they are. Because when a person stipulates a Tnai, so he means if it is done voluntarily, but if it is done involuntarily, he doesn't want to get to the Ha. So it's on the basis of whom they are. Now, anyway, the second motion, the first motion says that he is Tnai on the basis of Akim Rabbonim Bishnei. And the second Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, there is no Atkin Rabbeinu originally. We pass by the first Moshe. Now let's see the Lashon Rambam. How does the Rambam pass this halacha? The Rambam now Tesis mentions three levels. Ein se vishriach legamre, so everybody agrees that a kima tnai, al the ein is vishriach legamre, so it's considered as a kima tnai, because the fact that the Baal didn't exclude it, indicate, and he thought about it, it's shriach legamre, so indicates that he included it. The fact that he didn't exclude this kind of a Kima Tnai indicates that he included it. So it is considered as if he spelled it out, even if it is Niskayim, to a name as the Shriach Ligamre, it should be considered a Kima Tnai. Then, Shriach Oloi Shriach, so we have the two Rishimas of Bobe, and then we have the Ines that the Shriach Klau. So then, even the first portion of Bobe agrees that we don't say Akin Rabbanu Dushimei, so the Mele, the same Aloche, that is on the Reiserer, that the Kimat Nai Beines is not the Kimat Nai applies. Now, let's see, the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between Enes the Shriach Ligamre, Enes the Shriach Loi Shriach, Enes the Shriach Lale, he doesn't mention anything. But the Rambam mentions the Aloche of Pasti Mavre, so according to Tesis, why is it Pasti Mavre, so Loishne Masye, that's because it's an Unse Nishriach, and the Rosh Nagmor is like that. V'gil mo Unse Nishriach Shane, v'chim v'boi v'asmi, v'asmi, yud ha'atsan apche. So it's considered that if we spell it out, that if it's Niskayim that way, it should be considered a Kimat Nai. Let's see the Rosh Nagmor. אם פרקטס מחזיר השם, הלוכי יתחס. אמר לו, אם לא ימי נחיל לזה, ונופו לו בייס אינוש חנוחוש, או איתו שיעבי, הרי זו סופית מגרשת. נעם סער. נעדס. פרקטס הלוכי חס, נעם סער. אוה, היא, דרם בן מן הלוכי זיין, פרקטס מחזיר שהלוכי זיין עושה לספר. הורי צל יגמיש על פנאי, ויהיה עניין פנוי שלו יתסגמיש על זמן פלמי, הרי זה מייצ עניין זה בלוש יפנאי, וישלה הפנאי וביוסי בזמן קבוע יבל וחוסי. קיצה, כי כאם שנים עלו אם נבוסי מכם בשלשיי, הרי זה גט, ואם נבוסי בשיח שלשיי, לא יהיה גט, ומי שנגד ביודו, עולים עלו הרי זה גיתך על נשם יובל עם בנזוע שלשיי, וכן כל קיץ בזה. זה הלוך הזאת, הלוך החס, זה בגמורה, אפשרוי שני מסי, היסנו עליו שיהיה גט זה, אם לא יבוא עד שלי שיהיה במדין הזו, והוא יבוא בדרך בשיח שלי שיהיה, ויכול לו להתרינו, ולא יבוא עד אחר שלי שיהיה, הרי זה גט. אפילו אין לי לצבח, הרי אני אונוס, שאין אין איזה גט. זאת אומרת, בגמור אל מהוד, ההוא לא אומר לי, לעשים כאן פותים, ונגידו שזה פותים, אין לי פסקים עבר. אומר לו, חודד עשוי, חודד עשוי, אומר שמור אליו שני מעשי. So the Gemara says, "The Gemara says, 'Shriach, Shani, the Chinni boy last year, but we asked him, 'You dance the napshim.' So the Rambam doesn't mention because it's a mitzvah Shriach. So 'You dance the napshim,' in other words, which clearly means he should have spelled out if his intention was to exclude this kind of things. So he should have spelled out the fact that he didn't spell it out. So indicates that his intention was that it should be considered as a kimatnan. He doesn't say that. He says." Shein is the Gittin. So the answer is, that doesn't present any difficulty at Rambam. Because the Gemara tried to mention a raya to Robert's first member. So the Gemara said, Vidilna unse l'shriach sham. You cannot, there is no raya muchachas from Shmuel that this is the reason. But the Gemara is the washing Vidilna. So, but, Alim Demis, since we do pass like the first washing in Shmuel, and I'm sorry, first of all, she hoped that Ein Tnai Enes, the Gittin, that the Kim Atnai Beines is considered Kim Atnai, so in any way we don't have to explain it on the basis of Unse Vishriach, Yudas and Napshay, but on the basis of Ein Tnai Enes, the Gittin, the Rabban Paschus, like the first Loshin in Hove, that Ein Tnai Enes, the Gittin. But then, so that answers this question, why doesn't the Rabban explain it on the basis of Unse Vishriach Shame, Yudas and Napshay? But, so there, it's under, because since we passed on the first notion of Rove, so we don't have to resort to this explanation. So then it has to be explained on the basis of Akin Rabbon Bishnev. The Rambam doesn't mention Akin Rabbon Bishnev. He just says, Sheinein is Vigit. Sheinein is Vigit. He doesn't say Akin Rabbon Bishnev. So you can say, but that is the reason the Gemara says Akin Rabbon Bishnev. But if the Rambam had meant, if the Rambam Shita had been, like Shita Faceless and Rashi and most ashamed, that in this case of the Kim Atnai Reines, so the reason is why it's considered the Kim Atnai, because Chachomim were Matur and Yidushin, so it's Igor and Yusel and Matriya, there was never a Yidushin, there were never a husband and wife. And the Mele, with the Raisa, she is Muteres, even Nikune, the Rambam should have mentioned it. Why doesn't the Rambam mention Akin Rabbon Bishnei? The Rambam doesn't even mention Akin Rabbon Bishnei. Not here, and not in the Gemara in Gittin. So in the Gemara in Gittin, he doesn't mention it, because the Gemara in Gittin mentions that in connection with Rabshim and Amriel, that people shall read the Ashriach in the Bibutu. So the Gemara says, Kashi, how can the Chachamim say it's in the Bibutu if the Rai said the Shriach is in the Bibutu? So the get is no get. So she remains in the Shishish. How can the Chachamim say that the Shriach is not Bibutu and the get is a get? So the Gemara says, Akin Rabbon Bishnei. Well, the Rambam passed this like that. Except that according to this, the same Akin Rabbon Bishnei applies to a people Ashriches, not in the presence of Bezi, not in the presence of Shnayim, not in the presence of Shleisho, according to Rav Nachman or according to Rav Sheshes. So Teisa says that's also on the basis of King of the Mishnei, but the Rambam is not in Shubat the Teisa. But here, the Rambam passes like the first version of Rove, and the first version of Rove is based upon King of the Mishnei. Why doesn't the Rambam say King of the Mishnei? So we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam, and the Shita of the Rashbo in Chuve, Elef Kufsamachmeis. So they explain, these are Kin Rabbanim Yerushalayim, not that actually the Chachamim are Machdir Yerushalayim, but in view of the fact that the Chachamim have a Keach to be Machdir Yerushalayim, and if the Chachamim would be Machdir Yerushalayim, so that would create a very unhappy situation for the Baal, because that would mean that the whole the marital relationship had been not a marital relationship, it's only an imaginary marital relationship, because she would be determined as a Tnuya L'Matreya. So because of that, the Baal, who wants to do everything, Al Das Chachomim, so he's going to be Daite. When he gives the get and he stipulates it now, Im Leobe, Mikan, Badi Beis Chedesh, so his intention is that even if he doesn't come because of an anus, the get should still be had. This is how the Ramban and the Rashba explain in the Akhtin Rabban Bishle, in other words, in the subjunctive. The Akhtin Rabban Bishle, in the Gemara Ebo Basra, that Mentes, where the Chachomim were Mavkiya Bidushi at the very outset, when he forced the woman to say Reitzani, and then he was Mikadisha, so there the Rambam passes Akhtin Rabban Bishle. Mashiach in here, he doesn't mention Akhtin Rabban Bishle. Why? So it is obvious that the Rambam understood the Gemara of Akhtin Rabban Bishle in the same way as the Ramban and the Chuvah Rashi. So that's why he says, Sheinei is the Gittin, even though in Kolatari Kule, in Okinoli, a Kimatnai Beines is not a Kimatnai. Why? Because the Rambam is Asadobo. So in other words, a Kimatnai Beines is not considered a Kimatnai Badegavre. It's considered as a mechanical realization, fulfillment, not a fulfillment by the Gavre as a voluntary agent. But in Gittin, so an account of the Keach of the Chachomit of Matthias Bidushi, and because of Tobin Kamish like the Rabbon Mikadesh, so the Mirazdas of the Baal, when he gives the get, is that it should conform to the Rotzer Chachomim. And the Rotzer Chachomim was that the Kimat Nai should be considered a Kimat Nai. Otherwise, a very unhappy situation would be created. So Mimele, that means that actually the Dushin is not Boka, but in the subjunctive. So that's why the Rambam doesn't have to mention Akhtin Rabban Yerushalayim, because on an actual level, there was no Akhtin Dushin. It's only on a subjunctive level that the Gemara says Akhtin Rabban Yerushalayim. Alright. So that answers the kashe. Why doesn't the Rambam mention here, in the case of Paske Mavre, that Akhtin Rabban Yerushalayim? Because he explains the Gemara like the Ramban in the Chuvah Rashi. But then there is a kashe on the Ramban. Now this is the kashe. Here we pass in the Kimat Naideines is considered as a Kimat Nai because of Snuis or Putis, whatever the reason. But it's considered as a Kimat Nai. But the price in Shose says, Ladies in the Chemizeh. Oh, that I didn't know. Without Harez in the Chemayeh, in the Chemizeh. You know, for a buy is all of the Chemizeh, she didn't get. In the Yemen, the Chemizeh, you know, for a buy is the Chemizeh, she didn't get. Maishne Reishe, Maishne Seif, Shalchomita, Mochla, Rihimo. So Rashi and Tais was explaining the more, and that's the way all the Shem explained the more. Shochem Tama Ochle Avimonu, that the Seif of the Braise cannot, is inconsistent with the Reishe of the Braise. If we say in the Reishe, how is it in the case of Arizi Gitter Mayim and Mason Chinze, we know for a Bais all the Shinochosh. Is any get some Mary in the case of the Seif of the Braise, we should also say any get. And if we say in the Seif, in the case of the Seif, in the end of the Chinze, we know for a Bais all the Shinochosh. Is Arizi get, so then in the case of the Reishe, we should also say Arizi get. So that's Gemara's kasha, Maish the Reishe, Maish the Seife. The Reishe says, Arizi Gitach Mayim, Meisim Chemizem, Noch Mabai, Sol, Kishin, Nochosh, is any get. But if he died, the answer is, the death took place to Renemes. The death took place to Renemes. So mainly, a Kim at night to Renemes is not a Kim at night. There was an unnatural death. So in the Seife, in the case of the Seife, also it was to Renemes. So why is it Arizi get? Shochen Tamoch Lavimon, the two are inconsistent with each other. In other words, the one who says the same thing, he holds that the Kim at night to Enes is considered Kim at night, so he'll say that in the case of the Reishe it's also a get, and the one who says in the Reishe, in the case of the Reishe a get, he holds that the Kim at night to Enes is not a Kim at night, so in the case of the same thing it's also a get. And we pasten that the Kim at night to Enes is not a Kim at night, so being in the Reishe, being in the same thing, so it's a get. So Teisa says, but we say that a kimatnai beimes, so with Rabbonon, because of Achtim Rabbonon Bishnei, is considered a kimatnai. So Teisa comes to the conclusion that there are three levels: shriach legamre, shriach leshriach, and loy shriach klal. So when do we say you should tzuyes, you should putzeis in the case of shriach leshriach? But in the case of leshriach klal, with the Chachomim won't make the Yushin. So maybe we say that the Kimat Nai Beines is not the Kimat Nai. Is not the Kimat Nai. But the question is, the Ramban doesn't mention this distinction. There are three levels. And still he paskins in the case of Paskim Avre, even though that is Shriach Udamre. So he bases it upon the principle that the Kimat Nai, Kimatnai Beines in Gittin is considered Kimatnai because of Avkin Rabon Dushimei. But Avkin Rabon Dushimei doesn't mean that they were Mafkir Dushimei, it's in the subjunctive. Because the Chachomim have a Keah to be Mafkir Dushimei, and that, so this alternative would create a very undesirable result for the Baal and the Isha. So Mele, the Baal wants to avoid such a contingency that the Kedushin should be potal mafreya, so because of that he's game a daite al das chachomim that the kimat nai veine should also be considered as a kimat nai. Alright, so the question is monifshech, so why don't we say it in the case of areize kitech ma'yeh mi meisin chayuze v'nof rabayin solof v'nkishin nochosh esenike. And then the Rambam is very strange. The Rambam passes this aloche in Perik Tes, Milchus Gere Shalyoch and Yitres. Omalo in Loyami Bechirize, Vivinofolo of Bais, no, Hareze Gitter, Haloch Yezai, Hareze Gitter Mayim, Mason Chirize, Vinofolo of Bais in Oshkinocho, Shutofi Ari, Vihayeti Beze, Umeis, Enigate. Omalo in Loyami Bechirize, Vinofolo of Bais in Oshkinocho, Oitofi Ari, Hareze Sophic Midrash. The Gemara says, "Shoch mitam och le'arimon." In other words, the derivation is inconsistent with each other. And if we say, in the case of the reisha in the get, so in the case of the seife, it should also be in the get. Should also be in the get. So why does the Rambam pass in the case of the reisha, so that it's in the get, and in the case of the seife, we have in the chelze, you know, for bayit shinochosh, sofik mitashos. What kind of a sofik? So there is a parrots. I think that the Teretz is mentioned, I think so, I'm not sure, but I think that the Teretz Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, he mentions the Teretz and Rambam, and Rabbi Chaim didn't like the Teretz, because the Yerushalmi also has the same passage that the Bible says, Maishne Reishe, Maishne Seyre, Maishne Reishe, Maishne Seyre, Monash, if in the case of the Reishe, he may see the Reishe, you know, for a while, you know, so the price says anything. Why? Because the Kimat Nai took place through an unnatural death. Things. So the melee, it's not the Kimat Nai, so it's anything. The Nai was not discovered. So in the Sefer too, when he says, in the Yemek Nechelize, we know for Bayi Tishinochosh, why is that is it? So the Yoshalme is the same Tashi, and the Yoshalme gives a text. The Yoshalme says, in the case of the ratio of the price, so the Baal said, Imeisi Mechelize. Imeisi Mechelize. So what does Imeisi Mechelize imply? If I die from this sickness. From this sickness. So in other words, the Kimat Nai consists in a death that results from the sickness. But the death did not result from the sickness. It was an accident. No full of bias, Kishinohash, Ochleali. So the melee, the Nai was literally not fulfilled. It's not the question fulfilled to an end. It was literally not fulfilled. That night was amazing. Now, if I die from the sickness, let's say he was afflicted, he had the sickness of tuberculosis. So he said, if I die from tuberculosis, he didn't die from tuberculosis, he died because of an accident, the whole vines in Kishinokos. So literally, the Pnai was not fulfilled. Some it's in the has nothing to do with the Shire. Whether Kimatnai Venus is a Kimatnai, or Kimatnai Venus is not a Kimatnai. Here it wasn't fulfilled, period. Mashem came the things of the same way, Yoshan says, the Pnai was in Goyer, if I don't stand up, if I don't recover from the sickness. Did he recover from the sickness? No. He was killed because of an accident. But while the accident happened, he was still afflicted with tuberculosis. So literally, the Tnai was discarded. Literally, the Tnai was discarded. So if literally the Tnai was discarded, So, then Price holds, according to Yoshami, the Price holds that the Kimat Nai Venus is a Kimat Nai. Is a Kimat Nai. So, Mele is a Rizigate. So, how does it tell the Rambam? But the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam passes that the Kimat Nai Venus is not a Kimat Nai. A Kimat Nai Venus is a Kimat Nai. The first Lashon HaRo. Is a Kimatna. So, and if the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi, so the Rambam should say, I may see the Chayim Zeh, when the Fuhar Bayi saw the Kishin Lachosh. So, he's saying that, because there was no fulfillment of the Tnai. Mashen indicates of him, when the Chayim Zeh, when the Fuhar Bayi saw the Kishin Lachosh. So, what does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says it's a Rizigit because the Tnai was fulfilled and it came at night in it. Is it came at night? So the Rambam should pass in a Rizigit. The Rambam passes that is something in Rashi. I think that Rabbi Yochanan Gesundheit says that the Rambam made a sofik whether the Aloha is like the Bavli or the Aloha is like the Yerushalmi. So the Mele, so in other words, say that the Rambam understood the Gemara Ochle Avim, one who shone from the Tamochle Avim, the way Rashi teaches. But that's according to Alvin. But the Yerushalmi says that the two are consistent with each other. But there is something whether the Aloha is like the Babu or the Yerushalmi. So the Mele in the case of the Merit Mechelze, not by the Kishinochosh, so something like this. Now, we have to understand the Yerushalmi seems to give a very simple text. But the Bavli doesn't give the guides. Why? So obviously, according to the Bavli, even when he says imesi mechirze, he doesn't mean imesi, if I die from the sickness, if the sickness, tuberculosis, will be the cause of my death. But he means imesi mechirze, if I die in the cause of it. So in both cases, there was a literal fulfillment of the Tnai. But there's some melee. The question is, why in the case of the Reishi, the Braise says, Enigeh, that means a Kimatnai Venus is not a Kimatnai, and in the case of the Sefer, it is Enigeh. If a Kimatnai Venus is not a Kimatnai, so in the case of the Sefer, it should also be Enigeh. If in the case of the Sefer, we say it is Enigeh, because a Kimatnai Venus is a Kimatnai, because of Akim Rabbanu Tishnei, whatever the Pshat is. And there is no distinction between Shriach and Loi Shriach, Shriach and Loi Shriach, and Loi Shriach Lau. So then, it should be a get in both cases. In both cases. So, Reb Chaim said, obviously, the Bavli is Chilkan Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli holds that even when he says, Imeisin Chilzeh, he doesn't mean, Imeisin, if I die from the sickness, but it means, if I die because of the sickness. So, but, whereas Rashi and Thesis, they explain the Gemara, Sholchem Tam, Ochle Avim, that if we say, in the case of Imeisin Chilzeh, we have to say in the case of Imeh Mechelizeh, also Inigeh. So he says, no, Ochle Avi Einonu, that there is a Shibush in the Price, and since in the Reishe we say Einigeh, so then in the Sefer we should say Sofik Midrash. This is how the Rambam explains the Bible. Shochle mitam, ochle ari, eilonu. In other words, what is eilonu? We don't know. That's the loss. Eilonu, we don't know. On the contrary. So, we have to understand why is it so. But it fits the lotion of eilonu. In other words, shochle mitam, ochle ari, if in the case where he said, in Boyemi, Mechel said, no, for five, it is shinochosh, eilonu. We cannot say, begrires, begrishes are in the is so. But the question is, how do we explain it? So in other words, if we say that in the case of Areze Gitter Malini makes in the Chayuze, so it's saying that, why? Because a Kim at night, Beines, is not a Kim at night. A Kim at night, Beines, is not a Kim at night. So the mayor in the case of Ibrahim in the Chayuze, Mahubai, Tishinochos, it should be something. Why something? So Rav Chaim says as follows. In other words, there is a basic distinction between the Gnai Bikumba Sei and the Gnai Bishabal Taisi. Because in the Gnai Bikumba Sei, in the Isin Chirze, so until the Gnai is in the sky and there is no Kim at night, so the get cannot be helped. The Gnai, Mashayim Kim, the Gnai Bishabal Taisi. In Loye Emeid, Michirze. What do you mean by Michirze? If I don't recover, now let's say it's a long protracted sickness. And the sickness continues, let's say, for 5 years. For 5 years. So, the first day after he gave birth, he's still sick, he still needs recover. So there is a little Kim at night. Every minute, there is a Kim at night, you know what I mean, if I don't recover. So you should be in gracious. Today he doesn't recover, tomorrow he doesn't recover, he's still confined to bed, he's very sick, he's in Misuki. The day after tomorrow, and it continues for months. So there is immediately a kimaka. But suppose at the end of 5 years or 10 years, it doesn't make any difference. So he recovers, he becomes cured. After being confined to bed for 10 years, he becomes cured, there is a new medicine discovered, and then he becomes cured, he recovers from the sickness. So then that is mivatul at night. But until there is a bitul at night, there is a kima. Some in Mele, the reason is why the Vaisa says, Harize Gitach Mayimi makes in the Chayuze, Vinotu Abayu Solofu Yikishi Nochosh, is in it. Why in it? Because a Kim Atnai Beines is not a Kim Atnai. Is not a Kim Atnai. Now, is not a Kim Atnai. A Kim Atnai Beines. Some in Mele, it's in it. The Tnai was not in sky. That is only Shayach, the Tnai was the Kumbase. Amazing thing. So in other words, what constitutes the Kim Atnai? The death. So, and the death occurred to an Amos. So the Kim Atnai took place, was realized to an Amos. So it's not the Kim Atnai, it's the same thing. Mashayim Keif, he says, in Moyenik Mechelizeh. So then, after 6 months, not all bias with Kishinokosh, any bias. But right now, the first day that he was still confined to bed, the second day he was confined to bed, there was a continual Kimatnai. The Kimatnai consists in not recovering. Today not recovering, tomorrow not recovering, the day after tomorrow not recovering. So there was a continual Kimatnai. But if at the end, let's say, of 6 months, he would die, so that would be a big lakna. But right now there is a kimatla. He's not recovering. So the Mele, the price says, so true that the kimatnai weakness is not a kimatnai. So in the case of him, he's in Chirze, where the kimatnai consists of the mise, bikumbase, and that kimatnai takes place. Beines, some mele, it's not the Kim Atnai, the Kim Atnai was in the sky, Mashayim Kim Lev in the Chayuze. So the Kim Atnai is immediate. That's not Beines. Every day that he's still sick and he doesn't recover, so that means there is a Kim Atnai Shaloi Beines. There is a Kim Atnai Shaloi Beines. And so there is a Kim Atnai. But if, let's say, he would die a natural death after 6 months, that would be a big Atnai. But that would be a big last night. But since there was, he didn't die natural death, so there was no big last night. So why does the Gemara say, shochom itam, ochle arim, the case of Ilem, the Eilonu, and Eilonu is expressive of the doubt. We don't know. Eilonu of your day, is this of you? Because suppose, now it's true that in a Knai Bishabal Taise, so the Kim at Knai is immediate. But then, if he does die, so that is Mivaka. Now, so Mimele, even if he died painless, so there is nothing that could be Mivaka at Knai. So there is nothing that could be Mivaka at Knai if, because we don't know what would have happened. Suppose the accident would not have happened. He was suffering from tuberculosis, and he was confined to bed. And he said, and for 6 months he didn't recover, and then offered advice, and he was killed in an unnatural way. Suppose we knew that if the bias had not collapsed on him, he would have died from the tuberculosis, naturally. He would have died from the tuberculosis. So then we would have said that the death is not hard. Even though he died from an unnatural death, and the Kim at night there was all the time, but suppose he did die from the tuberculosis, in natural death. So then we would say that's Mivaka the time. And if you know your soul not prayer, so in other words, if he died the natural death, so then we would say that the get would be hard, because there was Kimatna. There was Kimatna. Now, we don't know whether, if the accident had not happened, whether he would have died from the sickness or not. Now, if it had been determined, if we had revealed, and if we would know that he would have died, he would have died anyway, even if the bias had not collapsed on him. So he would have died anyway, so then we would say that the get is hard. The get is hard. Because even though the ultimate death took place for Enes, but the Kim at night was this time every day that he doesn't recover, so there was the Kim at night. But if we knew that had it not been for the accident of Nofel Bais, the Kishinohosh, he would have recovered. So then we would say that the Kim at night, the Enes, is not a Kim at night, and had it not been for the Enes, then he would have recovered. There would be a people at night. So the Mele would be considered as a people at night, and he would be. So then she wouldn't be migracious. But if we knew that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died. So Mele, then we should say it's migracious. Why? Because the fly was this kind the first day he didn't recover. But if Klafishmaya with his guy, that if not for the accident, he would have recovered, so then there would be a big latnai, then she couldn't be migracious. So since he came at night, the illness is not considered a came at night, so if the only reason why there was no big latnai is because of the illness, had it not been for the illness, so it's followed that there would have been a big latnai, so the name we consider it as if there hadn't been a came at night. But if it had been determined that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died. So then she should be precious. We couldn't say, well, the T'nai was this kind of illness. The T'nai was not this kind now, when the accident happened. The T'nai was this kind at the very beginning, when he gave it a get, so there was already came a time. But if it would be determined that if not for the accident, there would be a big lot now, so then we'd say the only reason as to why there was no big lot now is because of the illness. Had the illness not taken place, there would be a big lot now. So in final analysis, the now would be this kind of illness, because if not for the illness, then there would be a Bitlat Nai. And because of the Eves, there was no Bitlat Nai. So in final analysis, the Nai would be Niskayim for Eves. But if it had been determined thus, I'll be noting that even if the Eves had not happened, he still would have died. So then we cannot apply the timer. A Kimat Nai Eves is not a Kimat Nai. Because the Kimat Nai took place immediately upon the delivery of the get to the Yisho. There was a Kimat Nai. But if we knew that if not for the anus, so there would be Bitlat Nai, so what precluded the Bitlat Nai? The anus. So that means that the Kimat Nai took place for an anus. That's not the Kimat Nai. But suppose we knew, we don't know certainty, that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died. Later, maybe 2 days later, but he would have died. So then we cannot say that she is in the precious, because the Tnai was miskind the anus. No, the Tnai was not miskind the anus. The Tnai was miskind the first moment he handed over to get the Yisho. So that's what we don't know. No human being knows what would have happened in the subjunctive if the accident had not happened. So there is a possibility that if the accident had not happened, so he would have died anyway. So if we knew that, so then she would be precious. Because there was a Kimat Nai Shaliyah Venus, the first moment when he didn't recover. But we don't know whether we'd have died anyway or not. So that's why the Rambam passes is something precious. So the Rambam explains the Gemara Shochim Tam Ochri Ari Ilonu. That in view of the fact that in the Reish, in the case of the Reish, it's only get. So in the case of the Sefer, then it was Ochri Ari, Eilonu. We don't know. How can we know whether you would have died anyway or not? So maybe it's up in question. It's up in question. This is Rav Chaim Steretz, it's not in the Sefer. Now, there is one more point that I want to discuss. Just one more point. Now, we saw that Rashi explains the deal of the Kimat Nainus is not the Kimat Nai on the basis of the Nara Sassanot. But the Ram explains it on the basis of Unimim. And the Gemara itself, in the Gorin, but Kuzayim mentioned Nara Sassanot. But the Gemara says, Vichitain et Kone Sha'ane, Vatnan, Yigir Chavere, Sheikho Etzret, Vichitri no, so is any matter. So according to the Ram, the Gemara says, that true Ktol Yishanu, but it should not be considered a Kimat Nai because of Unden. But according to Rashi, so the Gemara is only deducing from that Mishneh that Lanaro Sasedoro has a bearing upon Knoim also. It's not just a Tzeresakosuk that is Potorovanchi. Now, the Rambam, the Chaim Steretz, all this, the way he explains why in the case of the Yeremit Achilizeh, the Kishi Nochov, Shnoch Bait is Nochov, so something in Russia, because since it's a Kimat, since the Tnai is Shabbat Isaiah, so there is immediately Kimat Nai, but if he would have recovered, then there would be a big lot Nai, so there is something going on. So that is all right if we explain the Aloche of a Kimat Nai, being this is not a Kimat Nai on the basis of the Lara Sassadon. So then we can say, but if we are going to explain the halacha of Kimat Nai Venus not being the Kimat Nai on the basis of Unden and the way the Ram does, so how could we say Sofik Mekreshes? How could we say Sofik Mekreshes? If it's on the basis of Unden, so not if Shechadarad, because his intention was certainly that if he will not recover because of the death, so that she should not be skuko with ritzel yib. So as far as Unden is concerned, so we should say that she should be precious in either case. Now, since, so Teisres explains it, that since it's for Shriya Chlau, we lost it a daite shiyot a sheyge. So that's all right, I'll give you the Teisres, because Teisres mentions in his speech between three levels, but the Rambam doesn't mention that the three levels. So according to the Rambam, there is no distinction between the name is the Shriach Ligamre and the name is the Shriach below Shriach. So the question arises, if there is no, if there is no distinction between the three levels, so how can the Rambam say that in the case of something? Because we don't know whether if the accident had not happened, whether he would have recovered or not recovered. So that's all right, it is to be explained on the basis of a kimat naivene salpidin is not considered as an act of the government. It's a mechanical act. It's not an act of the government as a voluntary agent. So then, in this case, where it took place the anus, and we don't know whether he would have recovered had it not taken place the anus, so maybe it is something. But if we explain it on the basis of Bundame, someone object, either the Bundame is that she should be Megarashes, or the Bundame is she should not be Megarashes. Why is something Megarashes? I mean, the Bundame of the Baal is that it should depend upon Bundame, upon what would have happened if the accident had not happened, whether he would have died anyway from the sick or not. That's nonsense. I mean, the Bundame of the Baal is certainly not based upon that contingency. It doesn't make any difference to him. What would have happened to him if he had died from the sickness anyway or not? So we have to say, in order to explain that Rambam, according to the Rambam, that the reason is why Kimat Nai Venus is not the Kimat Nai is because of Lunaris Asadovo, not because of the moon. Now the question is this: how can we explain the concept of a narrow sasid of war in regard to Tnai of the Mesh? Be sure if the Tnai is in the Oven Kanda with his Chidesh. Then it can be an act by a Gavre, and it can be an act by the Gavre Zechat. As I said in the Rosh Hashanah, in other words. So sometimes a person acts, but he acts as a Chetze, like a stone. He doesn't act like a Gavre, like a voluntary. So that's all right in the case of the Tnai. That